Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And joining me over the phone is Don Scott, the mayor of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo. And Don, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes, and we're going to be talking about this week's council meeting in just a little bit. But I know that you've made a decision when it comes to whether you're going to be running in this year's municipal election. So I'll let you take it away. What have you decided?
Yeah, I have. I've spoken with several people that are close to me, and spoke to my daughters and my wife, and I've decided not to run for mayor for this coming council term. It's been an amazing honor to serve the people of this region, and I think it's been incredibly rewarding. It's been challenging, of course, but that's the nature of public service. I really encourage anyone who's considering public service to put their name forward. I think it's a really important aspect for people to consider in their lives. We have such an amazing and beautiful community and region that it takes people stepping forward to serve it. And I've been contemplating it a lot lately. I've talked to many, many people in the region, and I think to every time there's a season, and for me, it's time to step to another challenge, and I'll be focusing on law in the immediate future, and that's my plan. But I'll always have a strong heart of service, and I hope that others will follow suit with that strong heart of service and serve this community with all their might as they go forward.
You kind of touched on it a little bit there, but can you just maybe expand on why you just wanted to serve just the one term? I know you said you talked to your family and it just seemed like it was time for you, but I'm sure there's a few people in the community who are wondering why you didn't want to go for another term.
I think it's what's right for me at this time. I've considered a lot of factors, talked to my parents. They're getting older. I'm going to spend some time with my father this summer. Talk to my daughters. They're getting older, too. And I obviously own a law firm and then be away from it for 4 years. So there's a lot of challenges associated with all those different issues. And but when I look at the big picture, I just look inside my heart and think, there's time for, there comes a time to move forward in a new direction, and I would strongly encourage anyone who's considering a life of public service or involvement in public service to give it a try. It's incredibly rewarding, and there's nothing better than that I've ever done to serve the public in various roles. Given the opportunity that I've had, it's an incredible honor. So I would encourage anyone else who's considering it to certainly take up that mantle and take up that challenge. I definitely am issuing a call to service in our region. We need good people to keep leading this region. So I hope that others will come forward.
I think it's safe to say that most people in this community would note that it's definitely been a stressful term for all of your council members, including yourself. We've had to deal with the pandemic, a downturn in the economy. Of course, we had last year's flood. Did all the stresses from all those events play a part? If those didn't happen, is there a chance that you would be running again?
No, I got to say that actually isn't a factor. I believe in embracing challenges, and I've tried to encourage others, and especially all the young people that I talk to embrace the challenges of life. And you never know what you'll get in life. take any task on in your life. And if you encounter challenges, that's just an opportunity. And that's the way that that we've approached it, and certainly I've approached it. I see all these various challenges as an opportunity to demonstrate how great this community is and to rise above these challenges. And that's exactly what this community always does. And I have every reason to be tremendously optimistic for this region and its future.
You mentioned earlier that your plan is to go back into law. You do have your own law firm in town. So it seems pretty self-explanatory, but there's sure, I'm assuming there's probably a couple people who are going to ask, is he going to continue law in town, or are you going to be leaving, or do you plan on staying in town?
Yeah, my focus is to be a lawyer in Fort McMurray. And so my focus is to practice here in town. And, you know, as other opportunities arise, I'll certainly consider them, but that's going to be an immediate focus.
Well, I guess what's the biggest takeaway from your 4 years? There was, like I said, we had a lot that happened. There were a lot of very interesting debates I think we can talk about when we talk about work camps. I know a lot of people are going to talk about Dunvegan. There was a lot of big motions that needed to be done throughout the 4 years. What's the one thing, or maybe one or two things, that you're going to maybe take away and remember from the 4 years?
Yeah, what I remember most is how amazing the people of our region are. I've always said that the people of our region have a certain spirit you don't find anywhere else. I truly believe that to every depth of my heart. The people in the West, and we're part of the West, have come from all over the world. And what they're seeking is opportunity. And I remember when I got off a plane many, many years ago from England, I was coming to this region for opportunity, and I had no idea what was in store. But if there's any place that provides opportunity, it's this region. The biggest takeaway I'll ever have is how people in this region pull together and support one another, and I'm deeply grateful for it. And I've seen it over and over again. So I think that spirit's embedded within this community.
All right, well, Don, before I let you go, you've been the mayor of the RMWB, you've been a municipal councillor, you've been an MLA. So what's the next step for you? Are you ever going to get back into politics? Is federal the politics is the last thing you're missing? Is there an attempt maybe down the road, or is politics officially
done? You
never
know. I would never rule out anything. It's one of the things I tell young people when I'm giving speeches, is that I encourage people to take on things that they might think are beyond their reach. And I've always believed in that philosophy. It's something that was embedded in me since I was very young. I have taken that approach all my life, so I don't have an immediate plan. But I think as opportunities arise, I'll certainly be considering them as I go forward. And, it's something that I'll consider as I go forward. And if there's another opportunity to serve in a capacity that makes sense to this region, or in some area of service, then I will certainly be given that strong consideration as I go forward.
All right. Well, Don, is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
No, I just want to thank the residents again for the tremendous honor to serve. And that's what I consider it. Many years ago, I was an MLA and I was in the Premier's office. And I remember Jim Prentice turned to me and he talked about certain people having a real desire and an obligation to serve others. And I remember him looking at me with, he had the real piercing eyes, and I knew exactly what he meant. He meant that I had an obligation to take up that call to service. And I hope I've inspired others to take up that same call.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to continue our talk with Mayor Don Scott.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Mayor Don Scott. And before the break, we are talking about his plans for this year's election. And Don, you had mentioned that you will not be seeking re-election. So if you're looking for more information, all you have to do is head to the Mixed News page. So now I want to talk about this week's council meeting, and probably the biggest item was the Métis Cultural Center, as they had requested $13.1 million in funding for the project, something that council unanimously supported. Is it safe to say, in your opinion, that this was money well spent?
It is. It's a great investment for the region, and the region is going to benefit, and it's part of our commitment to truth and reconciliation. I think it's very positive, and it's going to have a positive economic impact. It's going to attract tourists. It's going to really do, I think, a lot for the region. It's going to create employment, which is one of the things that I've been touting and really championing. So I think it's got a lot of benefits. And we're putting in a share, and other levels of government are putting in a share as well. So it's really doing our part, I believe.
Now, the overall budget at this time is just under $75 million, and I believe around $50 million is already covered through the municipality, through the McMurray Métis themselves, and from the province. And there's a request for, I believe, $25 million from the federal government, and that's currently being, I guess, processed. Has there been any talks about, if that doesn't get approved, whether they're going to come back and ask for additional funding?
No, but we got several statements of council that evening that they're very confident. And based on the work that we've seen to date, we're feeling strongly that this is something that the federal government will support.
Well, now, we heard from multiple councillors, delegates. We had some letters of support come in. And, you know, just talk about the uniqueness of this center. It's obviously going to be, if you've just seen the designs, it looks just absolutely fantastic. And it's going to bring a lot to, you know, just highlight Indigenous culture and Indigenous history. And there was one part where Councillor Marr had brought up was interesting, where he noted that this isn't going to be just big for the region, but he saw for the province and for the whole country, as this could really bring a lot of people up here to see this center. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think it's going to be state of the art based on everything we've seen to date. So I'm very optimistic that it's going to have a very positive effect in the region. And on all aspects of the region, it's going to attract tourism. It's going to really put us on the map in a different way than we have been historically. So I'm really proud of it. It's something we should be proud to champion as our Indigenous communities in this region. And we've done, you know, a good job historically of being a champion these last 4 years, council. But they've really taken an important step with this.
I believe it was Councillor Murphy brought up an interesting point, and the fact that the municipality is providing $13 million. Is the municipality gaining any, I guess, share or stake in the project?
Well, there's no stake in the project. It's really going to be a project by the McMurray Métis. But, you know, it's an investment. I see it as an investment in the region, and there's a huge community benefit, obviously, and a regional benefit, and I really think an Alberta benefit and a Canada benefit. So it's an investment. We were prepared to make it, and we made it. So it's something that we think will be very positive. And it was vetted very heavily by administration, I should say.
Okay. And I believe it was Councillor Murphy again brought up another point with the Regional Recreation Corporation of Wood Buffalo, and they operate McDonald Island and Shell Place. And obviously the pandemic has played a big part, but finances haven't been too great there even before the pandemic. And now with the Métis Cultural Center going to be up and running there in a few years, that could potentially take some more funding away from the RRC. Are there any concerns about that?
No, we don't have that concern. It's something that we've discussed. The Regional Recreation Corp has entered into an agreement with the McMurray Métis regarding what's happening over there. So I feel like they have a very positive relationship. And the RRC is very well run and managed. And I believe that there's going to be a strong working relationship going forward, and probably a lot of synchronicity. So I think there will be a lot of positives going forward.
All right. So overall, do you believe that this is an important and exciting project for the area?
Absolutely. This is going to be a state-of-the-art facility. It's going to be a landmark project for this region. It's going to have a lot of economic benefits. It's going to have a lot of other benefits as well.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with Mayor Don Scott.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Mayor Don Scott. And before the break, we were talking about the Métis Cultural Center, as they are receiving over $13 million from the municipality for the project. If you're looking for more information about that, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. And before that, Mayor Scott, I know that you had mentioned that you will not be seeking re-election in this year's municipal election. So if you're looking for more information about the candidates who are running for mayor and for any of the four wards, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. All right, well, Mayor Scott, we got a couple minutes left, and I want to talk about a motion that you had brought forward. And obviously, we had the exciting news that Willow Square, the Continuing Care Center, finally welcomed its first residents in June. I know that this has been years in the making, and you brought up a motion to ensure that there is a crosswalk between Willow Square and the hospital, as I feel like it's probably something that's very needed, just in case there are any issues, that they can get over to the hospital as quickly as possible. Do we have a timeline on when this crosswalk should be up and running?
Yeah, we have a target date of September 13th, but it may end up being later, depending on different consultation efforts that take place this summer, but that is the target date. And I expect we'll have some sort of an update at the September 14th council meeting, which is the last meeting before the election.
Mm-hmm. And again, I believe, do you see that this is not even a need, but an essential need for the Continuing Care Center?
Yeah, absolutely. I was talking to a lot of people the day that the residents moved in, and what they told me is that, you know, this was something that used to be in that location, but was taken out years and years ago. And now that Willow Square is in place and that facility, it would really benefit from the crosswalk. Right now, there is a crosswalk if you go in different directions, but a more convenient crosswalk makes sense. This is their home, and they've considered the hospital their home for a very long time. So many are going across the street and visiting their former home. Quite a bit, as you can imagine, because it's been quite a change for them. We've also heard from the leadership of the hospital that it'll provide additional parking for the hospital, potentially. So that'll that area. So there's going to be a lot of benefits. And plus, we have a school right nearby as well. So there's benefits all around, the community benefits and benefits for this facility.
All right. Well, Mayor Scott, before I let you go, last time we had you on last week, we talked a little bit about vaccines, and I wanted to know if you've had any update. Have you heard from the province about any potential mobile clinics for the rural areas yet?
Not yet, but the lobbying continues, and it'll continue probably right until the last day before the election. We lobby endlessly with this, with all levels of government, trying to get more benefits for our region, and vaccines is right up there. We want to make sure everybody has access to it, and that's something we've really been a champion for.
All right. Well, Mayor Scott, that's all the time we have, but thanks again for coming on the show. I know that we're going into the summer break, and we'll chat again in September, but for now, enjoy your summer break. I know that doesn't mean you're off completely, just means there's no council meetings, so we'll talk again in September.
You bet. Take care, everyone, and have a great summer to all your listeners and to yourself. All the best.
Once again, that was Mayor Don Scott talking about a crosswalk between the hospital and Willow Square Continuing Care Center, as well as vaccines, specifically mobile clinics for the rural areas. Once again, if you're looking for more information about anything we discussed on today's show, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. Now, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at Mix1037FM.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.